This week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
I could only see good things happening from the twisted nails running the show.
Yeah. What bad could happen?
What bad could come of this?
It's time to return to the surface, but not before one last showdown underground.
Giant Galabras. Boom. Boom. Boom.
This is something out of a comic book.
This is like Super Shredder.
It's ready. Ready.
Oh! Crit,
what?
Is this really the best use of our time, Gomley?
I have nothing else to contribute. We could run.
This is brutally. We maybe actually should run.
Galabras, we must flee.
No fucking shit.
The adventure returns to the surface. Hopefully.
Hello, my friends. Hello. It's me, Skid, a.k.a. Galabras the Cleric, a.k.a. Funkmaster G.
Thank you. Welcome to the Glass Cannon Podcast. As you know, last episode, we finally took down Screed, the flaxen-haired antagonist of Book 1. But as you'll hear in this episode, we go on to make a huge, totally avoidable tactical error, which will become apparent very quickly. Which is something that happens even if you've been playing forever, like most of us have. Although it happens more regularly when you're as fundamentally dim-witted as most of us are. So be on the lookout for that embarrassing little tidbit. Otherwise, once again, please rate and review the show on iTunes. It's such a huge help. Thank you so much for those of you who have done it already. And you know what? If you like the show, why don't you tell a friend about it? That helps us too. And actually, if you don't like the show, tell an enemy. That'll show them. But without further ado, let us embark on this latest episode entitled, for the benefit of our pixies-loving friends, Cave of Mutilation.
No music?
Oh, you want to go in with
the, I didn't know you were going to play some music.
I don't have anything ready. I wasn't
at least hum something.
Dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun
dun. I want an honest answer.
Sorry.
I want to go around the room and get an honest answer from the group. Did you think there would be combat in this room, Skid?
No.
Grant?
As soon as you said humanoid figures, yes.
Matthew?
100% yes.
Joe?
I thought that the book would say there was combat and that you wouldn't have it happen so that we could just finish the goddamn book.
So, no?
Yeah, so no. That's a no.
So that's why none of you healed.
Right.
Before you
yeah, when none of us healed. Be sure to check
or
out our
treated Lork's poison.
Be sure to check out our Tumblr post, We Are Stupid, and look how fucking stupid we are. This was foreshadowed.
I think
like,
this week's post is just going to be how, like, literally we just play the game just dumb. We're not just against the rules.
We play really badly.
I don't know why it was like, why didn't we just walk him out the way we came in? And so we're like, you know, let's walk him in and explore a new area. Like, what?
We're completists, clearly.
We are, definitely.
There was fog of war over this area in the map, and we had to know what was underneath.
Couldn't
it.
Resist.
In my defense, there was fog of war.
Gap generators?
Fun episode last time. We were just remarking that that was the first episode since episode 11, I think, that there was no combat.
Yeah.
What a long time. What a nice break.
A nice little break.
And then we teased combat at the end of it.
Teased.
It's always there.
Just
it's
the tip.
Always coming.
Just the tip of combat.
I mean, Galabras and Lork did kind of rough up Screed a little bit while he's tied up, though.
That's true. That's
but
true.
Not combat.
It was more...
No attack rolls.
No attack rolls.
I just slapped him to get his necklace away from him.
Right.
Which Gormley is still wearing, I think, right?
Yeah, it's very, very creepy. Yeah, really treated him poorly.
Well, fuck him, right?
Seriously.
He literally threw bombs at us.
Yeah.
And poisoned Lork.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, honestly, we don't have to talk about it now. We're in combat. But I'm starting to come around on the guy a little bit. He's a half-orc with a rough life, man. I can see where he was coming.
He did say if he did call your mother a whore and said if you had another son he'd kill him too.
Yeah, but
killed Roderick.
As if you think Lork hasn't heard that sort of shit talk in his whole life. Right. It's just shit talk.
He's lashing out. I mean, you of anybody would understand like where he's coming from.
Exactly. You know how many times Lork's mother has been called a whore? Like you kind of get desensitized to it.
You guys are completely right. Actions speak louder than words, and he did lead an assault on the town where we live. Kill your son.
we should probably keep that in perspective.
Try to kill us many times over. Hire assassins to kill us.
I guess I made him charming.
Don't understand the plight of the half-orc.
Also,
you
the
don't
hair.
Get it, Matthew.
Ooh, maybe Lork's going to turn to the twisted nails.
Yeah, I mean,
he understands.
I could only see good things happening from the twisted nails running the show.
Yeah. What bad could happen?
What bad could come of this?
You could listen to a lot of
no one who speaks sister. German could be an evil man.
Let's give Troy what he wants.
So you walk into this room, and a dire rat jumps out and immediately attacks Screed because you're using him as a human shield. One of the hill giant skeletons that Gormley recognizes as a hill giant skeleton animates. Clearly, the guardian of Uskroth's tomb left behind for meddling detectives like you. and you know what? It's been a while, guys, but let's roll for initiative. Huh?
Right,
just like old times. Okay.
Sorry, is the giant that is walking towards us is the one with the chest in its chest?
No, on the to the right of that one. So you're right. You see buried within the chest cavity, similar to where the dire rat jumped out of the one closest to you, you can see a chest buried in there.
Okay, like a wooden chest.
As you look to see this thing coming at you, you see that out of the corner of your eye because you're very perceptive.
Now that's irony.
Yeah, the chest in the chest cavity. Yeah.
Chest in the chest.
Isn't that just incredibly apropos?
Nope.
It would be the opposite.
Nope. Because you wouldn't expect it.
If the chest was in the pelvis.
No, you wouldn't expect it.
Okay, who?
It's like 10,000 spoons when all you need is a knife.
Oh, you have the Alanis Morris set definition.
Yeah,
okay, got
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Who, Gormley, what do you got, a 90?
That's a 24 for Gormley.
Anybody beaten 24?
Nope.
Not even close. I'm going head-to-head with Galabras this round.
Any of the 20s?
22.
Oh, Baron. Ooh. Baron always has a solid niche.
You're the greatest, Baron, yeah.
All right, are you guys above 10?
He's riling up his fans.
I'm at 17.
Oh, all right, Galabras
wasn't
17.
Even close.
Yeah. Lork, what are you at?
Lork comes in with a shiny 6.
Ooh, hey. A gentleman 6.
A gentleman 6.
And what's your initiative bonus?
2.
Looks like either the rat or the hill giant animated from the dead rolled a 6. Let's see what happens.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Batting up next.
A very significant combat commences with round 1. Gormley, you're up.
Oh, where is the skeleton with the chest in its chest?
To the far side of the room, like directly across from you. So there's 3 hill giant skeletons on the wall closest to you, and on the other side of the room, there are 3 hill giant skeletons, the middle one of which has become animated. And then there, to the right of him, there's a chest in a chest. But it's buried behind rib cage.
So it's the farthest one away.
I'll say, I want to detect magic on the chest, but I need to be within 60 feet to do that. Mine's within 60 feet?
Yeah, close enough. You detect lots of magic.
All right. Eventually I want to get there. Okay. Is that a standard action, that spell?
No.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to move up to within 30 feet of the giant, but as far away as I can possibly stay.
This is classic Gormley.
Not, and
Gormley leading the van.
Maybe move me away from the dire rat.
You can't.
And I'm going to cast, but I think I'm going to use the only hex I think I can use on the giant, which is Misfortune.
Misfortune. Now, that's not a morale. That doesn't affect morale, right?
No, it's a luck bonus.
Yeah.
Luck. Okay.
A negative
it's
luck bonus.
It's not
bonus.
A mind
bad
also.
Luck
As we
bonus.
Mentioned before, undead cannot be affected by a compulsion and mind affecting or morale based things, but this.
Misfortune is not mind affecting. It makes the kinetic energy around him unlucky. That's the way I think
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That makes sense.
It doesn't make him stupid.
It affects the very fabric of the universe.
And that's going
to
be
put
a,
it simply.
That's going to be a will save?
It's a DC 14 will save.
As I've said 900 times in this podcast, yes.
When I say I rolled exactly a 14, I'm telling the truth.
That's nope. So weird that misfortune didn't work.
You no, but that's the thing. Can't you hex his will saves?
I
threw an evil eye and then do misfortune?
Well, now he's done for the day.
No, I'm just saying in future cases.
No, in most of the time, I can't.
Generally, yeah.
You should soften him up before you do
but
misfortune.
But he can't, but
this is a mind, effect.
But that's what I was going to say, is like your abilities are great for boss fights. Because you can start stacking like hexes on somebody, especially like you do saves and then misfortune.
That's what he did with Screed. He stacked them up.
I didn't. I didn't do saves though. I didn't expect that to work at all.
You never did the saves.
But that's a smart way to do it next time.
Yeah. No, totally.
The witch is such a great debuffer, like the textbook debuffer. Just stand back there and weaken, so the fighters can come in and take
them. Yeah, just standing in the back of the room and laughing at people, and making them uneasy.
I'll tell you, it was going to be a tough one, but I almost failed it. I did not. And now it is Baron's turn.
I'm going to take 10 steps, three squares to my right.
So 15 feet to your right.
Yeah, and I'm just going to wait for the giant to get closer, basically, get my stuff ready.
So you're readying an action if the giant gets within 20 feet to fire?
Yeah.
We also have those grenades.
I don't. Let's see how this goes. I have a feeling the most effective stuff is going to be magic and whatnot.
So you can move and ready, yes?
Yes, you can move and ready.
Oh, so shoot at him if he gets within 20 feet.
If he gets within 20 feet. Okay, Galabras. What do you do?
Galabras.
Now you have the hammer, right? We gave Galabras the hammer.
I believe he gave it off air, but yes.
Yeah, we gave it off air. So Galabras has the new armor and the new hammer.
Yeah.
He's all fucking tricked out.
Yeah. So
Spitting image of Uskroth himself.
He's like a whole new man.
I know.
We're going to have to get new character art.
This is going
to
be really fun.
You really will.
Galabras is going to use the trigger word for the armor. Inik Chalk! And get anyone who's over 40 years old who is a geek and just listen to that. Got really excited.
Was that the guy from the Justice League cartoon?
Yeah, it was Apache Chief.
Apache Chief, yeah.
Justice League cartoon.
Yeah, I'm under 40.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had no idea on that one, by the way.
Yeah, see?
That's Apache Chief was
never
awesome.
Never heard of it.
He just looked like an Apache, but he grew. There's a really good Harvey Harvey Birdman.
He's on that episode of Harvey. That's probably where you know. Yeah,
I watched Grant. The old reruns.
Oh, you did. Okay,
to quote Grant. Oh, Jesus Christ! Let's go.
All right, so Galabras becomes huge.
You double in size.
He doubles in size.
He's like,
and becomes eight times as dense. Here, Nick Chalk. And I'm going to charge at the rat. And I'm going to take a swing.
Oh man, what should he be rolling dice wise for damage if he hits?
You get a +2 to strength and +2, so you get a +1 to hit.
No, damage.
Oh, for damage?
Like damage dice.
What is the weapon?
Yeah.
Is it a warhammer?
Oh, yeah, it is a. You guys haven't.
This is the first. The inaugural uses on this dire rat.
Successfully.
Did the hammer enlarge with him, by the way?
It should have, yeah.
So the hammer changed size again. As did the armor, and it is all you know is it is a +2 warhammer.
Oh, it's a +2 warhammer.
So a giant,
and my strength goes up by how many points? 5?
No,
+4 bonus to strength and constitution, and -2 to dexterity.
So you're raging, yeah.
Right. Okay, all right. So I rolled a 21 to hit.
21 to hit the rat.
Yep.
That is a hit.
Okay.
And what's a warhammer is 1d8, I assume. Hold on.
Not that's a medium. No, warhammer is 1d10.
Oh, no, it's large.
Hold on.
It's a large
hold on
hammer.
A second. When it's regular, is it 1d8?
I believe so.
If it is, then it's 2d6 for damage because it's bigger now.
13 damage.
Oh my god.
13 damage.
Holy shit. Lork has not been this like fucked up by something you saw since Baron first pulled out a gun. It's like, well, what is happening? That was the dire rat.
This mild-mannered cleric.
13 damage, and you kill the dire rat.
Yeah. Fuck you, dire
and
rat.
And as you kill the dire rat, two things happen. One, he was gnawing at Screed, and as he falls from his body, Screed's rope becomes undone. He gnawed right through the things holding Screed together. And as it dies, it starts to take an incorporeal form.
Oh, you cunt!
It would have been another shadow rat!
Oh, would have been, but he got it fast enough.
Yeah, killed it.
Nice.
It had 11 hit points.
This is the greatest victory in the history of Pathfinder.
did we
just
take...
Just turned giant, walked up, the rat smash.
Wait. Did we take Screed's belt
yes,
away from him?
Yes, we didn't go through and analyze everything, but we took it away from him.
Yep. Okay, good. And now it is the giant's turn. The giant...
Matt almost did the equivalent of being like, but teacher, you didn't take our homework. Please take the homework.
I was very worried.
The giant steps up. I don't know if he's, let's see, 5, 10, 15, 20. Yeah.
Fire away.
He is now within range of Baron's pistol. He's he starts walking towards Gormley with a spear.
Okay.
Shoot him.
22 to hit.
22 hits.
Damage. Two.
Two damage.
Two damage.
That's bludgeoning, by the way.
Bludgeoned.
Right.
And pierced.
Okay. You hit him. And then he swings, or really pokes his spear at Gormley. Gormley, you just see this skeleton of a hill giant, an ancient hill giant, come rushing at you and stabs at you with a spear. Oh, baby. 31 to hit.
Oh, fuck. That's a,
is
that's
that a hit?
That's a nice bonus you got when they get hits.
Oh, man. Okay. 14 points of damage.
Ouch.
So just vroom, 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 hits Gormley. 14 points of damage. And now it is Lork's turn. Ugh.
Lork is going to, he's going to step up to the giant with his, masterwork great axe and attack him.
Okay.
Now, traditionally, slashing weapons don't really do as much to undead creatures just because they don't have flesh. So it's sort of like you bang on bone. It doesn't do as much, but he doesn't really have any better option. So
right.
He's so just going to swing away
at
him.
With a slashing weapon, you're going to have to really do some damage for it to affect him. But it could affect him. Right. Bludgeoning weapons, you know, traditionally are going to bypass any.
Be better, yeah. Here. But, shit, what are you going to do? All right, here we go. Favorite enemy. So he gets that
still
nice
a favorite.
Favorite
enemy.
Oh, and I'm going to do a power attack.
Yeah, do it.
Power attack. 22 to hit.
22 hits.
22... to hit, and he does 12 points of damage.
All right, so that gets through.
All right, so he did something. Chipped some bone off.
Nice.
Nice.
Round.
Gormley, stay back. This is very dangerous.
Round two. Gormley, you just feel this intense pain come from your right between your nipple and your
again,
armpit. I forgot you were a woman when I said nipple, but yeah, right between your nipple and your armpit. Spear wound from a giant spear. And it's your turn.
That's actually how a breast implant begins, the first incision a surgeon makes. I've watched a lot of Nip Tuck.
It's made by an undead spear?
An undead spear. In that
clearly, Skid hasn't
area.
Watched Nip Tuck.
I don't watch Nip Tuck.
All right, Gormley's going to full withdraw. I want to go around, or can I make it around... I want to head back towards where the chest is. Yeah.
What did you say, Troy, a couple episodes ago? That Gormley runs like a girl every chance in that?
So you're going this way.
As far as I can towards the chest.
She runs like a woman, all right?
I'm sorry. That was the patriarchy.
A brave.
That was the patriarchy talking.
Strong woman.
So you kind of...
Florence Griffith Joyner.
You take a circular motion around it because you know this thing has reach to avoid any sort of attack of opportunity, and you're running to the opposite side of the room to go check out this chesticle.
Exactly.
Baron, you're up.
With our witch not debuffing, I thought it might be nice for us to get a little bit of a bonus ourselves by throwing a Tanglefoot bag at him. It would take away...
Not right now, just because you're going to take minus four to the throw. It's already hard enough as it is.
All right, well then...
It's going to be tough.
I don't know how it works with a large creature.
Yeah, with a large creature, you might need a large tangle-foot bag, but...
Be interesting, though, for one reason, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Troy, but I think that he's not going to be able to attack anyone in direct melee range because he's got a reach
spear.
Yeah,
if he has a reach weapon, then he wouldn't... If someone was standing right up
next
to
him... So if he can't move and we were standing right next to him, he wouldn't be able to hit us.
Right, so squeezing him in is a good idea because now he can take a 5-foot step and still be able to take a full attack action. But yeah, with large creatures that take up, 4 squares, you can't attack a creature directly in front of you unless you have a particular weapon that allows that. I think claws you can. I don't know. Really have to look that up. It's a complicated
rule. The only thing is he'll be able to break the strength check to be glued to the floor really easily because it's like a DC 17. And if he hit with a 31, he probably should be strong.
He's probably very strong.
A little bit. Yeah. So I'm just going to shoot him again.
Yeah, that's probably a better idea.
Okay. You'll still take him.
Fuck you, Skid. No one asked you.
I've agreed with you.
You're a giant person now, and now you just boss everyone around. See?
Look how big I am. Look.
You were the hostage Galavris of Scandinavian terrorists.
You'll still take a minus four, but it's against his touch AC. So you'd have to roll pretty poorly.
I rolled a 16.
So 12.
And that's minus 4, right?
No, that's after the minus 4.
Yeah.
Jeepers. That's a hit.
That's why I like giants. I did 5 damage.
5 damage. All right. You guys are chipperooing away.
Bludgeoning.
Giant Galabras.
Okay. Giant Galabras. Boom. Dome.
This is something out of a comic book.
You know what? I'm going to use...
This is like Super Shredder.
I'm gonna flank him. And I have reach 2 now.
Right.
So now I attack.
Okay, so he didn't... It didn't provoke.
Oh, but you're not flanking. I don't think.
Why not?
Because you're a square... Well, I guess you are because you're
melee. No, because I have reach. Right. Yeah, I'm melee. Okay.
It's too bad you're...
Oh! Crit!
What?
Crit!
I rolled a 20!
Confirm that shit!
I rolled a 20!
Out of town!
Okay.
I saw both of them. Okay. I saw both of them.
In my games, what do we do? Like, if you confirm a critical with another 20, happened. No, there's like...
You just take 2 cards and pick the better one.
Yeah.
That's what we do. Because usually you only get 1 when you're not using a x3
multiplier.
I can't believe
multiplier.
You rolled a 20 out of 20.
My God.
All right.
So Galavris' first giant day. Like,
yeah,
he's,
I know. This is fucking great.
I'm so glad.
Doing melee attacks.
I'm so glad you took the armor. we'd normally just give it to the orc, but that's so funny.
Rattled. Normal damage and target is confused for 1d3 rounds.
Ooh, that's great.
Ooh, yeah. That's...
Somebody's going to have to pull up confused.
I got it right here. It's actually pretty interesting. I roll a d100.
Right.
And there's a bunch of crazy stuff that could happen. Right. Zero.
Don't read it off.
Okay.
Just tell us what happens. All right, so roll that damage. It's 2d6, right?
Yep. 12 damage.
Okay.
And then roll a d3.
1 round.
So for 1 round, he's confused.
Nice!
And now, it's weird how an undead could be confused, but let's roll with it. He's gonna... So I roll this...
Well, maybe I, like, hit him, like, in his skull, and it, like...
He's
spun
rattled.
His head around.
Yeah, he's
like,
rattled.
Actually spun his head around, and he's, like, disoriented.
Right. Like a cartoon skeleton.
Yeah.
Okay, 0...
Like Linda Blair.
There is a chance nothing could happen if I roll super low here. No, I did not. So now he has to attack the nearest creature. It takes a 5-foot step back and does a full attack action at Lork. First attack with the spear. 30. Second attack with the spear. Fumble.
Yeah!
Let me roll the damage on the 30. Japris! Now there's the confusion coming in right there.
And I was worried about that second attack. I mean, that's brutal.
16 points of damage.
Hold on a second. 16 points of damage, and he missed the second attack. If he hit that second attack, I'd be like almost permanently dead.
Yeah.
This is very, very
this
dicey.
Is extremely dangerous situation.
Well, you're going to like this fumble then.
What is it for a...
Vibration. What is it using? What kind of weapon is it using?
A spear.
Oh, shoot. If you're using a bludgeoning weapon, you take 1d3 points of strength damage and drop your weapon. But
he's no. not.
But what's is that the piercing fumble card?
It's just melee.
The best thing that happened in that confusion is that second hit did not hit Lork.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know I say this every episode, but Lork's dead.
Lork's dead.
If he's doing 16 points of damage on a hit and he's rolling 30s, that's brutal.
Yeah.
And he has multiple
attacks. One hit, then I'm down.
Okay. And good thing Galabras wiped out that Shadow Rat in one hit. Because yeah. It was a dire Shadow Rat.
That would have been... really fucking infuriating if that thing was still running.
Gormley, you're up. And by the way, you see Screed sort of kind of coming to.
Oh, God damn it. All right, well, I'm gonna move over to the chest in the chest and examine what's in there. What do you want me to roll? Spellcraft or
it's a chest buried deep within the cavity. You would have to break through the rib cage to get at it.
Okay. What do you want me to do? A strength check or melee attack?
It's going to be pretty hard for you, but yeah, you can do a strength check to see if you can bust the ribs open. So you add your strength bonus. Probably don't have any.
I have a minus one. And I rolled a four, so no.
No ribs for dinner for Gormley.
Is this really the best use of our time, Gormley?
I have nothing else to contribute.
Okay, Baron.
How high up do we heal Screed? To like one hit point?
It was less than five.
Yeah, he's below five.
I'm thinking about shooting him to keep him unconscious or like not get away. Does that make sense? Because the giant's going to take some time to resolve itself. And at least we don't have to deal with Screed on our hands if I shoot him.
Yeah. It's tough because the giant can one hit both of us, or either of us.
So. Yeah, I feel like the bigger threat is the giant right now, based on the amount of damage he can do.
All right, I'll shoot him, and I just hope I'm doing something.
I mean, maybe Screed will help?
No, Screed's going to kill me. Wow.
Or poetic run.
Justice.
Or he'd run.
Well, he's unarmed.
Yeah, he's unarmed. He probably doesn't run.
Yeah, that's true. He's unarmed.
Is he?
We didn't search.
We patted him down.
I feel like we should stop something bad happening with him. Whatever. So I'm going to shoot him. I'm going to shoot him.
You're going to shoot Screed.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, boom.
Nice try, fool.
25.
That is a hit.
9 points of damage.
Screed goes into his ferocity.
Excellent.
No, he doesn't. You get one ferocity a day.
Oh, one per day. Okay, so Screed is unconscious and dying.
And yeah. I say to him, "Stay down, boy."
There's a giant Galabras and Lork are in combat with, and Baron just looks over and says, "Like bang."
I hate orcs more than anything. So. And this guy tried to kill us.
I can't believe the Screed was used as a human shield, and that's what ended up getting him released from his binds.
I thought we were going to have a whole dramatic Screed trial.
And then Baron shot him, and he's bleeding out.
Well, we can still stabilize him later.
We can, yeah.
If we live
long enough.
Galabras, I'm genuinely more nervous than I've ever been for the party.
Yeah, I seriously am not kidding. Like,
we could run.
This is brutally,
we
brutally,
maybe actually
brutally
should run, because...
I mean, what do we get out of fighting the skeleton? Absolutely nothing.
I mean, that chest might be interesting.
We can certainly come back, and I think we can outrun this thing.
We could split the party.
Wait, whose turn is it?
It is Galabras' turn.
I mean, what do you I do? Can outrun it.
It is, excuse me, Giant Galabras' turn.
Giant Galabras.
Standing face to face. This is like Hulk versus Giant Iron Man.
Well, the reason I went for the chest in the chest is that it... As was pointed out, it could possibly be something that could aid us in this combat.
Right. Yeah. I think you can aid us in the combat by healing one of
these
guys.
Using your wand of
Yeah, I could get back up there.
Yeah, that'd probably be better.
So I think you should stop one of these guys from dying.
So
at some point. But I think we should do some sort of check to see how bad off he looks from the damage we have done to him so far, if that's possible. And I think
this is always your thing. You're always like, what are his hit points?
Hey man, we took like hours figuring out the exact AC of some of the enemies last time. But I think we should take one more round and then run. See where we get. That's just me.
The phones over here are lighting up, and it's the fans. And they're saying they're gonna run
again with this.
Ofton comes running in. Hey guys, I heard you're gonna run.
He hangs his head over the 10-foot ledge. You gonna run, pussies?
I'm gonna smash your skull open.
All right, I've been shamed into
oh no.
Oh, he did don't again. Blame it on me.
Well, now we can blame it on me. We can truly blame it on Troy.
14 to hit.
14 does not hit.
Yep, we're dead. We're dead.
And it is the giant's turn. Oh man, I wish you guys could see you guys at home.
You might have missed something because I haven't gone since the giant hit me.
Oh, we already started another round. Did we skip the Lork altogether?
I guess you did.
Okay, sorry. Bring your Lork and then the giant and then Lork again. So this is Lork from the round three.
Oh, wait. Geez.
What?
Did you just automatically have the giant go just because he was confused? Did he go out of order?
No, it goes Galabras, giant, Lork.
Oh, okay.
So the giant attacked you and hit, and then...
So I should have gone before he shot Screed, basically.
No, I went to Gormley. Gormley went to the chest, and then Baron shot, and then Galabras swung. And now it's the giant's turn again. We just must have glossed completely over
it. Gotcha. I think it's pretty much certain death.
Yeah.
To keep pursuing this. It seems pretty stupid. So Lork's going to back out. He's going to withdraw.
All right. Lork backs out back towards the Huskroth's tomb.
Yep.
Okay. The giant...
And he's going to... he's going to just... quick draw and get out of his bow.
Okay. The giant attacks Galabras.
No, you need to roll for confusion. Did you already do that?
No, that's over. There's only one round.
It's just that one round.
Oh, fuck.
First attack, 18.
That's a hit.
And that's with the plus two to your AC?
Yep.
Okay. I'll roll that damage first. Oh! Rolled minimum damage.
Hold on, real quick, before you say that. Have you changed your AC to reflect that you're wearing half plate plus one?
Oh, no. That's a miss.
You should, yeah.
Yeah, that's a miss.
It's half plate plus one, yeah, the armory pickup, right?
Right, yeah. It was half plate plus one.
So that's plus seven to your AC.
Yeah, that definitely misses.
What are you currently wearing?
But you're also minus two. Because of the giant,
but then
status.
I get plus two for the giant status, two for the natural artist, so it just balances out.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So what's your new AC going to be? Just so we can.
I'm not telling you.
But I just want you to know it. So
I know what it is.
Okay.
I'm not telling you.
Okay. You have to take.
You just tell me what you roll.
You have to take away the armor.
Look, you
that
make
you
up
have.
Your fake numbers, and then I'll tell you my fake number. All right.
Skid's been DMing a long time. He know how it works.
21 on the second attack.
All right, that hits.
Okay. Also, crappy damage. 12 points of damage.
Okay, I'm almost dead.
And now it's Lork again.
Galabras, we must flee.
No fucking shit.
We cannot fight this. Baron, fall back.
And I'll start, I'll take a shot.
Screed?
I'll take a shot with...
no reply.
Anything from Screed?
I'll take a shot with...
Screed's
going to bleed to death. Oh, I'm so sorry, Screed. I thought we were going to win and take you out of here. I'm not evil.
Screed, if you object, say something.
Great.
I'll take a shot with the bow. That's 14 to hit.
That's a miss.
So I miss with the bow, and I'll continue to back out of the cave.
Okay. You're not using rapid shot?
No, because I can't then move.
Okay, Gormley standing in front of the chest, glowing with magic.
I'm gonna start backing out.
Can you carry that chest with you?
I can't. Oh, I haven't opened.
We can
up
come
the,
back.
Maybe we can come back. I haven't opened back. Up the rib cage yet.
All right.
Yeah, so I'm going to start heading up the other direction, which we have not explored yet.
So basically, we're splitting in two different directions from this giant.
But we know that it goes back to the same place, so...
Well, we assume that there's no danger between here and there, yeah.
We have not explored that area.
Yep, so Gormley is walking...
Well, if Galabras comes with me, that a giant Galabras can help.
Opposite direction to an unexplored area. Baron. Just painting a picture for the fans at home.
The giant has reached. The cavern is only so wide.
That's our only choice.
It's not a condemnation of your action. I'm just painting a picture. There is this giant cavern with a hill giant skeleton in the middle. Giant Galabras 10 feet away. Lork running out the cave towards Asgroth's tomb. Gormley running towards...
Up the ramp.
Unknown.
On the opposite side of the cave.
Right. And then Baron still perched on the
20 feet away.
North side of the room, 20 feet away from the giant gun.
Baron is going to shoot one more time and then withdraw with Lork.
Okay.
And he is going to do 9 to hit against touch.
Exactly.
Why we love pistols and giants.
So I touch his clutch.
3 damage, and he's going to move 20 feet closer to Lork.
3 damage, and he is well below half of his... he is bloodied.
Telling you guys.
And it is Giant Galabras' turn.
All right. Giant Galabras is going to double move
towards Gormley. So now we've got Galabras and Gormley together on one side, Lork and
I'm
Baron
so glad
together
you took,
on the other.
You can move like 80 feet around.
Yeah.
That's great.
This is a test. So giant in the middle, Gormley and Galabras on one side, Baron and Lork on the other side, Screed's dead body, dying body, bleeding out in the middle of the room. And it is now the giant's turn. Let me just check his turn. Excuse me. Let me check his movement. Yep. He comes up to Baron.
Oh, boy.
And as he's walking over there, he just kind of barrels down with a spear at you. 14.
That is a miss.
And now
what?
It is Lork's 14. Turn. I rolled.
How is he rolling 30s and a 14?
I just rolled a 2. All right. It is Lork's turn.
All right. Shoot. Lork is going
About 20 feet away from the giant.
Yeah, he'll just take 2 shots at him. Miss. And 16?
16 hits.
16 to hit. And he does 7 points of damage.
You roll a d6 with your bow?
It's a short bow.
Oh.
It's a composite, though, so it has the bone.
You see him, like, starting to stagger.
Take another 5 foot
as an arrow just kind of lodges into one of the hip bones. And it is Gormley's turn.
Are we going to continue with this retreat? Or
no, do whatever you want.
Now we can shoot. We can shoot with our crossbows.
You should shoot him from behind because I can't move fast enough to get away from him.
And he can't get to us now, so let's...
Okay, I'll shoot with the crossbow. And miss.
Okay. Baron.
Did you just roll a d6 to hit? Oh, I see. Sorry. I'm seeing d6s everywhere.
Baron, 10 feet in front of you is a towering skeleton of a hill giant. And you're just looking up at it.
How much damage was he doing earlier? 12?
He did 16 to me.
He did 14
to
me.
12 is minimum damage.
Okay, I'll full withdrawal to where Lork is, and I'm going to kind of hide by him.
Okay.
And I'm going to say to Lork, as I get next to him, I got a potion to cure light wounds on my belt.
Yeah, I have one too, but...
Oh, okay.
I didn't think it would do enough healing, and I thought it would be better to shoot him.
I think if we shoot him from all sides, we can kind of...
Yeah, we
got to
keep peppering him. Let's go. Who's up?
All right, Galabras. This is so interesting, the way it's set up.
Galabras is going to move in and fire with his... No, I don't have it. I can't do 2-strike.
This is your last round as a giant?
Oh, but I rolled a 22. Oh.
That's a hit.
One damage.
Oh no.
Is this your last giant round? And did you do damage reduction, the 5 points on all of his attacks to you? Because you get protection from evil if he is evil.
Fucking, that's right.
He hit you twice?
All right, so I have 7 hit points left.
The giant comes up again and tries to hit Baron with its spear. 14 again! Misses! Misses Baron! And it is Lork's turn.
Does he provoke an attack? Oh, no, you're carrying a ball.
So now Lork, Baron, and the hill giant skeleton are lodged in the tunnel leading back to Uskrot's tomb where you fought Screed. On the other side of the room, ba-doom, 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 crossbow twins, Galabras and Gormley.
If there was ever a time for quick draw.
Yeah, I mean, like, my heart is, like, pounding. Is it like, do I just, like, let Lork die for this fucking thing? It seems silly, but he... it's so lame to just keep running away. All right, well...
What do you do, Lork? What do you do? I don't know what you guys would have done with the friggin' rat.
Yeah, Lork is...
Nice move, Gold. Or Screed just running around, by the way. I think that was actually kind of clutch.
Lork is going to... All right, he will say, Baron! Run! And he'll drop his bow.
No!
Out his battle.
This is so badass. This is bottle cap worthy.
Wow. And he's just going to do it.
Swinging his battle axe.
Swinging his battle axe.
This is so fucking cool.
Come on. Get a good roll out of this. Come on, Lork. Natty 19.
Get out of here.
Almost a fucking crit.
He doesn't crit on a 19?
No. Not the battle axe. Not
19 definitely hits.
All right, come on. I need a good D12 roll here. Good D12 roll. 15 damage.
15 damage?
15 damage.
This thing is almost dead!
Oh no!
I told you I believed
it.
It
had DR... I'll just tell you, I'm going to break the fourth wall here. It has DR5 bludgeoning, so it took 10 points of damage, and it's almost dead!
Oh, wait a second. Well...
Stop it. Stop it. I'm not counting it.
Okay. No. I was going to say I might try to flee and just take an attack of opportunity, but...
No. We got him.
Baron, run!
He's all bloodied up. He stands in front of this thing. One last hit. At least he hit it before he died.
You hit it, and its ribs crack open. And Gormley, you see this, and you're like, oh, so that's how you do it. That makes total sense. I just need to be a giant, strong orc. Okay. Maybe the last round, but for who? Gormley of the podcast. Gormley, you're up.
Crossbow. Or reload, shoot.
Well, no, you can't.
Oh, yeah, no, you can't.
Because you would have to move to be able to get in position to shoot him. And you have to load
so far away.
So you can double move, get in position, and load.
This is...
Or single move.
Single move and load.
Move and load, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you...
I'm in the same boat.
This is a momentous occasion.
And that's what you're doing, Galabras? So you're done thing. Too, right?
Yeah.
All right, so they both
move into position. Move and load their crossbows.
Okay.
And they're 100 feet away.
No. You know what? I rolled the wrong damage dice because that was a large crossbow.
Whoa.
When I shot him before.
Oh, well.
The crossbow turned large?
Yeah.
Wait, well, your crossbow didn't have
to. Oh, no.
It would have been like a...
Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't know what the armor does.
Yeah, no, it stayed normal size, so it looked like a little toy.
I just pressed the button.
Yeah, critical!
You crit him?
Yes, I crit him. But before
You didn't even tell me.
Were you actually going to attack, or were you checking your roll?
I was not. I was going to raise my hand. You can force roll me again if you want.
I mean, you got to say you're going to attack and then roll, because if you had rolled a one, you wouldn't have been like, all right, now I'm going to attack.
And I fumbled.
All right. Well, either way, if you want to get rid of my crit, that's fine.
I have to, for the good of the game, get rid of the crit. But tell me what you want
to
do.
I'm going to look at him, and I'm going to say to him, in the words of AJ BB, I give you permission to leave this town.
There you go.
Rolled a 19 to hit.
19 hits.
3 damage.
It has 1 hit point left.
Oh,
I'm
no.
not even exaggerating. No. It has
now
1
it does?
Hit point left.
Well,
oh, no!
I said, Baron, I told you not to run!
And it's turn. It drops its spear. And swings one claw at Baron and one claw at Lork.
Shit.
First claw goes at Baron. 18.
Does not hit.
Second claw goes at Lork. Lork, what do you think is going to happen?
I think it's going to hit.
22.
That is a hit.
Just swings right over Baron's head, doesn't compensate for the smaller size. And then this giant skeletal claw rakes across your skin for 12 points of damage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Are you?
I honestly can't remember because we've been playing for this day so long. I can't remember if he used ferocity or not. I'm in the negative.
I don't think you have this day.
I don't. My gut is telling me I haven't.
I think you used it in the battle in Blood March Hill.
Yeah, I definitely did. Yeah,
here. But how far in the negative are you?
I am 5 in the negative. I'm negative 5.
And your con
is lowered. Is lowered. So it's right. At negative 10. I'm permanently dead.
So this thing just
we'll kill him this round.
Boom! Hit Lork to the ground, and Lork is now dying.
Yeah, but he's still standing there because he's Orc Ferocity.
That's right, he's still standing there. Lork's it's your turn, Lork. And you take 1 point of damage, but you got to hit him.
Yeah, there's no way.
You got to hit him for more than 6 points of damage.
This is it. This is his dying act. Do it.
This could be his dying act. You guys got to rush
falling,
over.
As you're falling to the cave floor.
Baron, flee. Tell them what we found here. Yes!
It's a hit. Natural 17. It's like 26.
It's a hit.
25. Hits.
Just going to roll six or more damage.
Six or more damage. Oh, my God. He rolled 9 damage.
Lork gets raked by this giant claw. And, Baron, you're close enough to see the lights coming out of Lork's eyes. And then Lork, with his last-ditch effort, just... boom! And shatters the skeleton. Bone.
Yeah! And then he just falls forward.
Right. He falls forward onto the clop.
Yeah, both fall. Both collapse, bleeding out.
Immediately, just for flavor, I'm the closest person to him. So, what is the bonus a healer's kit gives you? We got that healer's kit.
+2.
Yeah. +2. I'm going to do a heal check to stabilize Lork.
Okay. DC 15, I believe.
22.
Right, awesome. So Baron, who started off this adventure very suspicious.
I put my lips on his mouth and give him CPR.
runs over and kisses him, gives him the kiss of life, and stabilizes Lork.
And I whisper. Well,
so I'm still unconscious. You're not stabilized.
Dying. As we come back, as he's coming back to stabilize, as he's unconscious, I'm whispering him to him like a coma patient. And oftentimes when you talk to coma patients, you want to reaffirm your love for them and let them know that people are there and care about you. What he says in his ears is that, you know, that was a crit. That our dungeon master ruined. But I yell after I stabilize him, Galabras, get over here. You gotta heal this man.
Yeah, we come.
We come both running.
We come running. So, but look, I come running up, pull out the wand. And use it on him. I use mine on him immediately. You could do the same.
I'll do the same as well.
9.
2.
It's enough. He comes back up at 2 hit points.
Nice.
Wow.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. +5.
Combat over. Wow.
And so is that it for the moment?
That's it. You hear Screed is kind of...
Gormley will cast Stabilize on Screech.
Dying.
I tie him up.
It's too late for Screech.
No.
As you get to him.
He has less than a minute left. And you can hear him whispering. And you can tell he's talking about you, Lork. He's like, you had it so easy. You had it so easy the way you were raised. You don't understand. You don't understand what it's like. You'll never understand until you're dead. Tell Malir I love her. Screed dies.
Oh. See, I'm telling you, I feel a little bit bad for him. Good
job,
Troy.
I don't feel bad at all. I didn't want to kill him, though, and I think that was, you know.
Hey, remember all the children that were going to get raped because of the army he set on this town?
Yeah.
I don't feel bad at all.
You know who I feel a little bit bad for? Hitler. Wasn't such a bad guy.
Hey, man, he was a vegetarian when it was really unpopular and no one thought it was cool.
He liked dogs.
I'm surprised you didn't ask, Grant, but you do get a grit point back.
All right, so Lork is going to one knee, the other, or one foot, the other foot, stand back up, stretch a little. Oh, I feel terrible. Cricks his neck.
While he's doing that, I zap him again with the
wand. Oh, yeah, awesome.
7 points.
Nice. So he's feeling better.
You want another hit for me? Or?
Can we please get out of this cave?
The chest. We got to look at this chest.
Yeah. All right, so
I'm all for that.
I walk over to the chest.
As you're walking over to the chest, you notice, Baron, there's like there's just these large martial and exotic weapons all over the room, like the statue, not the statue, the skeletons are holding them, and you see probably a dozen large three of them are masterwork. There's six suits of large, medium, or heavy armor, two of which are masterwork. And there's just all these large weapons.
You said masterwork, medium armor?
No. It's all, everything is large.
Oh, so it's not wearable by us without a transmutation.
Yeah, like large, well, medium armor or large.
Got it.
So yeah, it's all.
So masterwork, cool. We're not going to bring it with us now. I'm concerned about the chest. I take a look at it, and what happened when?
You have to try and break through the rib cage.
Oh, strength check?
Oh, Lork can do it.
Lork should do it.
So just a strength check?
Yes.
Straight up strength check.
Straight up strength.
It was cracked. It was leaning between two numbers.
Of course it was.
13 strength check.
The ribs break, and this ancient-looking chest sits within the cavity of this hill giant skeleton.
Lorca, he's kind of, I think I'm going to decide, like, as a character, he's pretty, like, freaked out in general by magic. Not, like, you know, running in terror from it, but he's just like, Galabras, you wanna? Because he, you know, Galabras and Gormley went rooting through the giant and everything, and he was like kind of freaked out. So I'll step back if you guys want to. I mean, do I need to pull it out? Is it like, do you need strength to pull it out?
Nope. You could. Okay. It seems so, as if you could take it right.
I'll lead the way for Galabras and Gormley to look at it.
So I don't really feel bad for Hitler. I'm just making a point. Just want to clarify. Okay, so Galabras, Gormley. It is magical, yes?
Yeah, we detected magic on it. A lot of it.
Let's open it together. One.
All right.
Two. Three.
A trap goes up. No, I'm just kidding.
Fuck.
So you pull it out and you both open it together and you see four items sitting inside. Items that look as if they are from an entire different time and maybe place, from a different civilization even. These are the four items you see. There's this very, very worn and dusty, even though it was in this chest, covered in a thick layer of dust, studded leather armor, covered in what looks to be ancient dwarven runes.
Oh, oh
shit.
Who is a dwarf and wears medium armor?
Christmas came early this
that was
year.
Item number one.
Oh, shit. Please identify.
There is a small handheld figurine in the shape of a scorpion.
What?
Oh, fuck. That was item number two.
Holy shit.
Item number three, really haven't come across this too often. It's these cords, like in the shape of a figure eight, that you would think can be worn wrapped around your arms, like behind your back. You follow me?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Like as if you broke your collarbone?
Kind of, right. And the links of the cord are in the shape of a butterfly, like emerging from larva to pupa back to butterfly again.
What? Okay.
That was item number three. Item number four is a shirt made of gossamer thin fabric. Embroidered on the back is the rudimentary drawing of a warrior, a great warrior, slipping through the legs of a giant and, like, striking it from underneath. And those are the four items you find.
Guys, what I'm realizing is that we're actually Link from The Legend of Zelda. We're reborn heroes that come back again and again. That's awesome.
Should I spellcraft to see what they are? Or you want me?
Sure, you can do... if you roll a good enough spellcraft, I'll tell you what all four of them are.
Come on, baby.
Fuck.
A 10.
Oh, no.
Galabras?
Gel.
Do I have spellcraft?
Shot.
I don't.
Oh, no. Looks like we won't know until we...
Arcana.
Take him to town.
Gormley, you want to roll spellcraft?
Yeah.
You can roll spellcraft for all four of them.
It's a 21.
21.
There you go, buddy.
Just to save time. The... dusty studded leather armor covered in ancient dwarven runes, plus one studded leather armor.
Nice.
The small handheld figurine in the shape of a scorpion acts as a first-level pearl of power.
Ooh.
The cords with the butterfly going from larva to pupa and back again, they're like muleback cords. So they give you a +8 strength just for your carrying capacity. Oh. So you can carry a lot more things than you would normally be able to carry, and it won't affect your, like, to hit and your weight encumbrance. The shirt with the rudimentary drawing of the warrior on it functions as a quick runner's shirt. So once per day as a swift action, you get an additional move action.
Whoa.
And this is what you find in
the ancient chest.
Ascroth's Guardian's Chamber.
Nice.
All right, Galabras takes a moment to marvel at the hand of fate. That these things were all clearly intended for each of us. No, the butterfly, like the scorpion. Yeah, it's like there's some greater like power at work here. And he like genuflects to Desna like as he sits there. It's like, wow, this was meant to be.
It's a pretty heavy moment. And you don't hear a sound other than maybe a distant flapping of wings.
Beautiful.
Which could be anything.
I think we know what it is.
And you safely walk up the ramp and exit the cave.
With all the
limping.
Treasure.
Unmolested.
Everything that Screed has is on me.
With all the treasure. Did you want to take all those large weapons as well? I don't know if you can carry it.
With that belt you have.
I mean, between the two of us.
I have the belt. We can carry like a lot of this treasure. And I also want to take Screed's body out. Yeah. I want to carry his body out.
Oh, okay. All right. So you kind of take everything. Everything. And you walk outside, and the guards just see you. You're covered in blood and carrying the
loaded
body
with treasure. Loaded with treasure. That's how it's done, boys.
And you guys just, you're carrying. Just imagine this picture. So it's kind of, I'm assuming Lork is up front carrying the body of Screed with the rest of you guys trailing not too far behind. And you're walking through, and there's still that smell of death in the air from the battle on Blood March Hill. You see the pyre of orcs' bodies being lit on fire. And you see like other carts of bodies that are like friends and militiamen that they're trying to sort out from what's left of these carcasses to see like who. Whose family does this guy belong to? Where is he going to get buried? How's this going to work? The death is just everywhere. And you guys have been in the thick of it from the beginning.
Yeah.
When you were first attacked by dogs in the town square.
Wolves, right?
Well, yeah, wolves, rather. Infected wolves. And you make your way back towards town. And what do you guys want to do? Do you want to check in with...
I want to check in with Jigrin. And like show him Screed's body and
the murder of his son.
Yeah, and explain we've solved the mystery,
right?
At least the first mystery, which was Roderick's death,
and curse too. We should probably like get cursed in there.
It would also be nice to cure all these gaping spear and sword wounds that we have, like in our bodies.
Yeah,
and your poisoning and your guys' strength damage.
Yeah, we
like. I think that. Tayari.
So, Sanctuary?
Sanctuary first.
So, yeah, Sanctuary.
Hey, let's go to Sanctuary. So you guys go to the Sanctuary and spend the night there nursing your wounds and...
getting hit up for money?
Do you take the... Yeah. She's like, I'm sure Tayari Barbados is like, I'm sure after a small donation we could take care of your wounds. And do you bring the body of Screed with you, like to be... Like interred there or kind of kept there like they were doing with Roderick's body?
You know, it's tough. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, what do you do in that situation? I mean, like, Jason is there. Roderick was interred there.
Oh, my God. I imagine this image of you bringing Screed's body down, and it's the same room where Jason's body is.
Yeah. So, I mean, maybe he does. Maybe he walks it in there. He considers Screed sort of absolved in death, basically, right? So he's like... He served his punishment.
His name is Robert Paulson.
His name in death, half orcs have a name.
We might want to. We might want to let a Doc Tani, the blind, seeping orc type guy who is a seer.
No,
not Doc Tani.
Catrezra.
Catrezra. Yeah. Sorry, We might want to let Katreshra and know that he's in
Brenya.
There. And maybe, well, Brenya we can let know too. I was thinking more if we want to give him like a passageway into whatever afterlife there is. He lived in orc tribes. He knows what their kind of
that's true, yeah.
Ways into the...
Knows their rituals.
As they pass into the mystic with Van Morrison, that might be a good thing to do.
Brown-eyed girl. Sing Brown-eyed girl.
So yeah, Lork will take the body down, lay it down, like in basically in the same room that Jason is in, and just, you know, sort of just say, it's done. Your death's been avenged, boy.
Right, and Katrezra eventually gets worried that you guys are there, and he comes down and sees what you guys have gone through. You can see it on your faces, on your bodies, and everything, and he sees Screed. And, you know, he kind of feels that same thing you feel, Lork, like this guy is a product of his environment.
Yeah.
He was born out of, like, a forceful situation and, like, survived the rest of his half-orc, like, half-brothers just being murdered by the tribe because they're like, you're human, killed him. This guy survived and was raised up to a high rank, you know, and this was going to be his big moment. So even though he was evil, even though he was your enemy, for him, this was his big moment, and it didn't work out because he made a bad move. He killed Roderick.
Yeah.
And that screwed up the plan. And Katrezra, who's seen this before, you know, feels, you know, not, you know, pity in so much as, you know, not like... This guy is obviously a bad guy and caused the death of millions of people, but he just feels bad about the situation, about the world they live in. And Screed is emblematic of that.
Yeah. A product of the system.
And he, you know, Tayari and the other, you know, sort of acolytes tend to you guys' wounds and give you a place to stay for the night. Obviously, Galabras, you have your blood-soaked cot to return to.
Oh, it's still here. What a comfort.
And actually, Galabras, you're awoke the next morning by Tayari, and she says, "There's someone here to speak to all of you. It's Halgra of the Blackened Blades."
Oh shit! The boss.
I've been trying to talk to her since like episode one.
She's been waiting. I didn't want to wake you. She understands you of the wounds. That you have went through. When you're ready, if you want to gather the others.
Five more minutes.
I'm not a snooze button.
Snooze.
For a donation of the church, I could be a snooze button.
I just have a quick, what if Screed is one of Halgar's children?
Oh, God.
Because she had, like, lots of orc lovers.
Yeah, it's true. But she did it willingly, whereas Screed is pretty clear about his mom.
I awake. Awake the others. They should know of this.
Okay, so you go upstairs and there's Marissa McCarthy. What's her name?
Melissa McCarthy.
There's Melissa McCarthy just standing there, beat up Melissa McCarthy. And she is just in awe of the four of you. She's like, tell me what you know.
We tell her.
You tell her. And she says, yes, the Twisted Nails. I knew this. We found the banners of these orcs hidden in the hills, all with an iron spike on it. And we knew it was the Twisted Nails. But the Twisted Hearts, that was a tribe of orcs and giants from years and years ago. That tribe was wiped out long ago.
Have you ever heard this name, Grinseldeck?
Grinseldeck is...
Grizzledick. I don't know how it's pronounced.
Ah, yes, Grizzledick, yes. Grinseldeck...
Grizzledick.
Grinseldeck is the... And she tells you what... was it Baron already knew? Was it Baron, I believe? You got the knowledge?
Yeah, Baron got the...
Knowledge local, or one of you got that he was the hill giant leader of the Twisted Nail Orc tribe, but now, in this letter, is proclaiming herself the leader of the Twisted Heart tribe, so she's like, maybe they're rebuilding this tribe of orcs and giants.
They're reconstituting this dead tribe.
This is dire news. You should know that you're being hailed as heroes throughout the town. The minute you walk out this door, there is a ticker tape parade ready to cheer you on for saving the town. And I urge you to take part in it, to take part in this momentary joy, but... the fact of the matter is, if these Twisted Nails were involved, and there's mention of Twisted Hearts, I would think that it's only a matter of time, even with this half-orc saboteur's death, that they will attack again. Am I just being crazy, or do you believe this?
No, we've found among the findings in the caverns, we came across a map hidden in one of the artifacts. We think this may be something to look up, something to check after.
Oh, and you show it to her, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, this is, this is out of my jurisdiction, but clearly that's no rock.
Halgrass Greed was merely a tool used by this Grenzeldeck. Before long, she'll send another. We have to find them. We have to stop them before they gain strength.
Yes, one must assume she has many tools in her box.
What have you heard?
She says, cursed, come here. And you see out of the shadow, you guys weren't even like, you're still in the zone.
Oh, God, cursed.
Has he worked his way up to the mayor's aide?
Is cursed and Jagrin. And Jagrin's been informed of everything. And he kind of sends cursed up to talk to you guys. And he's so thankful, so appreciative that you brought peace to the, you know, at least them understanding.
And they know the whole deal with...
They know the whole... I mean,
they
know...
Roderick, they know now the mystery solved, everything that happened.
Yeah, I mean, Tayari gave them kind of the nuts and bolts, and over time you can kind of give them a clearer idea of how it all went down. And they're appreciative. You see this look of appreciation on their face, but it's also just like, God, wrong place, wrong time. And this great man had to die. And Kirst is just thanking you profusely, and he reiterates that there's just like throngs of people outside ready to, hail you as the heroes that you are. And he said, he just kind of reiterates that even though Trunau has weathered many orc raids in the past, this attack by this tribe, the Twisted Nails, the Twisted Hearts, whoever it was by far the most devastating in recent history. He can't ever remember defending the town against anything of this magnitude, and the inner quarter is completely in ruins. Not only that, but it dealt a terrible blow to the town's morale that's only going to further heighten tensions between the humans and the half-orcs that are residents there. So if there was any sort of bridge being built between them, now it's got even worse. You know, guys like that cleric of Abadar are going to be ranting again. It's these half-orcs, see? I told you! So anybody that's racist is just going to kind of build that racism back up.
Fuel for the fire. Yeah.
But
Donald Trump's poll numbers go up by 15%.
Right.
It's going to be beautiful wall with a beautiful door, but you got to get in legally.
He's like, but Trunauans are nothing if not perseverant.
What?
Sorry, I've been drinking.
Is that a medical condition?
Perseverant?
Perseverant.
What language? I speak many languages, but I don't know what that
every
one is.
Third episode, you have a minor stroke.
There's just a lot
you
of
need
information.
That week, need that
you
week need to recover.
Disseminate.
It's too bad a certain NPC isn't here to help.
What I meant to say is, I'm just not good with words talking.
Tom?
Rip your face off, and it's Omast from underneath. Drunk as the day is long.
Trunauans will persevere, however. And the efforts to rebuild the town will begin the day after today. My father has ordered this tomb to be sealed once more, and we have decided as a community that the ruins of the plague house be consecrated and ritually cleansed with fire to put that structure to rest once and for all.
I agree.
I'd like to participate in the ceremony if it's permitted.
Absolutely. I think it's going to be kind of a thing. We don't want to make it into a big to-do, but it's certainly going to be something that people are going to want to see.
I think the presence of Desna would be advisable.
Thank you. I didn't want to outright ask you, so it's very, very kind of you to offer. Helgra, I believe you had something else you wanted to ask. She says yes. I don't quite know how to ask this, because you've already done so much for the town, and as I've said before, I'm so appreciative of all that you've done to save Trunau. Even though many people died, you have saved Trunau. But the Council of Defenders is concerned that this giant may attack the town again. and perhaps a second bid to get a hold of these items you've been talking about. I was wondering if you could join me in the meeting room at the Ivory Hall. The council and one of our foremost members have some very important things to discuss with you, a request, if you will. The battle in Trunau needs to be taken outside of Trunau, and we need your help. Isn't that right, Silvermane?
Oh, yeah, I love Silvermane.
And the druid, Silvermane, the mute druid played by Donald Sutherland, comes up out of the shadows from behind, and he nods very carefully and gesticulates to Halgra in a way that only Halgra understands. She's like, we need you to march on Red Lake Fork and take down Grenseldeck and her clan. But perhaps this should be disguised. But perhaps... but perhaps we should discuss this in front of the entire council at the Ivory Hall. And the only other thing I have to say is... end of book one.
Oh, wow.
The finale.
Wow.
At this rate, we'll be done in 3.5 years.
Oh, wow. End of book one of
six?
Of six books, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's how she ends.
Holy shit. Congrats, guys.
Wow. This is like, hey, we lived.
Yeah.
You lived. Yeah. Barely.
Barely.
I thought Lork was a goner.
Yeah,
for sure.
I did too. I seriously did. When one hit does 16 damage and he can do two attacks in a round, that's so dangerous.
And if Gormley had got cocky up there and stayed for maybe just a round too much with that damage, Galabras too. I thought, oh, he's a giant. No, he can take it. Doesn't have the hit points.
Yeah. Well, we had to run. Like, I'm glad we ran.
I could have taken a hit. But. The other thing that was about me that didn't really come into play, that you happen to roll really poorly. If you'd rolled as well as you did earlier, I would have been screwed, but I get +4 against giants with my defensive training.
And you're just sitting back there firing these bullets that are just chipping off pieces of bones. Like you hoping, were softening
hoping it
up.
Does something.
Really, really crazy. And
So we are going to start book two with like a council meeting?
Got to go to the Ivory Hall.
Yeah, that's so cool. There were some big, like, that was like the conglomeration of all the hot shots, like right in one room there at the end. Halgra, Jagrin, Cursed, Silvermane. Like, they're all the no joke people running Trunau.
It's Council of Elrond.
Yeah.
Or like the end of every Harry Potter book where everyone shows up in the infirmary room to explain a lot of things.
You're a wizard, Harry.
I'm also a
wizard, Harry.
I'm excited to be out of battle and talking. Not just to have, you know, the exposition and the change of pace and the different type of episode, but as much as we get info from our own roles and trying to talk to enemies we somehow hogtie with a bottle cap, it'll be great to be able to, like, turn to someone who might be kind of an expert and just ask them questions and maybe get some more info.
Yeah.
Totally.
I'm really curious about, like, the history of this hill and where these caverns are.
And the Twisted Hearts, like what is
yeah,
that
and the
clan?
Tribes,
like,
yeah,
like who were they? Old school,
yeah.
Who that giant was, and why was he underneath?
Yeah,
Trunau.
Yeah.
Like, and he was, and why you saw here? All those like, wounds on him. Like, was what's why was he there? Why was he hidden there?
And now this tribe is looking for something else in the mountains, and they must be. That's why they want the stone,
right?
Because it's a map.
Yeah, because it's a map to something else.
Everybody's looking for some shit.
It's cool too because going. Through the era we're going through, and perhaps if we ever follow that map through the Mindspin Mountains, it leads to...
If we ever follow the
map. No, if we don't die, and before we ever get a chance to...
We could open a cobbler shop and just retire.
Yeah, you know, no, I'm just going to stick with shift management and militia.
I just love the shift in Joe from, well, we're all going to die. We're dead. There's no point. Come on, Joe. If we ever get all this... It's cool going through the Mindspin Mountains. That gets to a major orc city that used to be a sky citadel.
Yeah, that's right.
Kol-Dûkar. And it's kind of a really cool place. If we ever get there, and it'll get Bear and Itchin to
kind of, he would be the only one out of all of you to know that it was that. Everyone just knows it as the name of this orc city. But I have some big feelings about that, and thinking about even heading along that path in the gemstone is really interesting to Baron as a character.
Yeah, and I'm excited to just open our horizons to this, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you've pretty much done everything you can.
To go on an adventure.
Yeah, to go on an adventure.
Just take the fight to them.
Yeah.
You know?
Gormley can finally get out of the city again.
And yeah. I just want to make sure that there is a merchant in town that has a large amount of Ghostbane Dirge spells in case we deal with a lot of Shadow Rats out there.
Oh, I can't believe you one-hit my dire Shadow Rat. That was
brutal. Fuck your rat, bro.
Well, I have to think of a good way to end this episode, this very momentous episode, because we can obviously talk about this forever. So I will say that you walk outside and they just... people upon people, the few remaining citizens, you know, obviously it's a lot of people, the remaining citizens of Trunau just uproarious applause, you know. You see the sadness on their faces, but this is a moment of we won, we survived.
We survived, yeah.
And you're all survivors. And as you're filled with this spirit of the group, you advance to fourth level.
Oh!
No!
Yeah! We'll see you next week!
Woo! I'm bringing my fourth level character shit.
You're fourth level, bitches!
Hey, Troy. Fuck you.
Yeah, for good measure, fuck you.
Fuck you.